Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Wednesday, August 14th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger puts the state's voting machines to the test. Georgia women continue to speak out about horrific treatment of pregnant women in prison, and we'll look at an effort to protect a native flower in Macon from invasive plants. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. A data leak in the Secretary of State's new voter registration cancellation website earlier this month exposed a vulnerability in the system. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is addressing concerns over the vulnerability. The data was leaked only briefly, and Raffensperger says no legitimate registrations were canceled. Raffensperger said the portal is helpful to voters moving out of state. Critics of the website say it could result in erroneous cancellations. Meanwhile, Raffensperger, Georgia's top election official, is visiting election offices across the state to make sure voting machines are running properly. Yesterday, he visited Northwest Georgia's Paulding County. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Raffensperger says the logic and accuracy test conducted on all machines before voting begins is mandatory and assures voting machines are accurate. While there, he also addressed false claims made by former President Donald Trump about Georgia's election integrity.
I don't want anyone not to show up because they somehow think that it's not a level playing field. It's a level playing field. So if the candidates want to win elections, they need to turn out their people.
Raffensperger emphasized that Georgia elections are safe and secure. He also said the Secretary of State's office is taking proactive measures to prevent cyber attacks ahead of the November election. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Paulding County.
Federal prosecutors in Savannah are launching a public awareness campaign aimed at cracking down on so-called straw purchases of firearms, GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
Buying a gun for someone who legally can't own one is known as straw purchasing. It's punishable by up to 15 years in federal prison and $250,000 fine. More than 30 billboards in the Savannah area are spreading the message, "Don't lie for the other guy," in an effort to stop the practice. Jill Steinberg is U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Georgia.
Whether it's a felon, a person with a domestic violence protective order, or an individual with a serious mental illness who should not have a gun, that all makes our communities less safe.
Prosecutors say two people in Statesboro recently straw purchased 17 guns for a family member in New York City, with one of those guns eventually being used in a homicide. A bipartisan law signed by President Biden in 2022 stiffened anti-straw purchasing laws. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
An Atlanta man being held captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan says he's losing hope of being returned to the U.S. Former Delta Airlines mechanic George Gleesman traveled to Afghanistan as a tourist in 2022 and has been detained now for 20 months. In a phone conversation recorded by his wife 2 weeks ago and shared with GPB today, Gleesman blamed his situation on the Afghan and U.S. governments.
I'm done here. Mental stress. I have stress nonstop, 24/7. My neck, my back hurts. I have no peace.
However, his family members and their attorney, Dennis Fitzpatrick, are not giving up.
It's going to take a productive and focused negotiation by the U.S. government, but we think it can be accomplished.
A State Department spokesperson says the administration is urgently working to obtain his release. Georgia women are describing horrific experiences of being pregnant and giving birth while incarcerated. At a hearing today in Atlanta, Tiana Hill describes being held in the Clayton County Jail while pregnant for 7 months, finally giving birth. She testified that guards at the facility denied she was pregnant, and she received no prenatal care. She told the committee she gave birth in the infirmary on a metal bed with no privacy from other incarcerated people.
They were just standing at the door looking, and I'm stuck naked with my legs wide open. I felt faint, like I was going to pass out, but I could see all these people around me. My baby was born premature in my panties.
Hill says her baby died 5 days after he was born, and she was given no explanation. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office did not provide a comment on Hill's experience. Her story is similar to that of Jessica Umberger of Atlanta, who testified earlier this month that while at a prison medical facility, she was coerced by corrections staff to deliver it via C-section. And their comments come amid an ongoing federal investigation into the mistreatment of pregnant women in U.S. prisons and jails, which has found more than 200 reports of human rights abuses. Across Georgia, there are at least 100 rare or endangered plants surviving largely through the work of scientists and volunteer conservationists. Today, habitats broken up into private property and the challenges of climate change give that work more urgency. From a patch of woods in the middle of Macon, GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Very early in the morning on a July day that's yet to heat up, about 15 volunteers are spread out in the dappled light of a hardwood forest to weed. They work by hand, no rakes or shovels. That's because Heather Bauman Cutway wants them to preserve the plant she hopes is below the weeds, which she taught them to ID on site before they started working.
So it's the little rosettes that are throughout here.
Bauman Cutway is a biologist at Mercer University in Macon, and she's showing this group of amateur plant enthusiasts and scientists a federally endangered plant called the fringed campion.
It is a clonal species, and so it will send out runners, like a strawberry.
Bauman Cutway never intended this to be her main topic of research.
I started it pretty randomly. I put out a call to a fellow botanist being like, I need student projects. And he was like, how about a federally endangered plant? And I was like, that seems really exciting.
She's been hunting in remnant tracts of forest squeezed between human development like this ever since for the ground-hugging plant with a flower like a frilly pink carnation.
Research has really shown that these urban places tend to be a really nice reservoir of this plant.
Urban, because these breathtaking woods are hemmed in on all sides by the city of Macon. Reservoir, because fringed campion is next to impossible to grow from seed. Conservation means keeping plants alive here and cloning them in greenhouses. Just where this spot and others like it are is kept top secret to protect against poachers. But luckily, the landowners are excited to work with Bauman Cutway and with Michelle Elmore, lead fringed campion recovery biologist with the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife.
You know, it only occurs in Georgia and Florida.
So you'll find fringed campion here in the middle of Georgia and on the Apalachicola River on the Florida Panhandle, and that's it. Elmore says big storms imperil those Florida plants.
Hurricane Michael really impacted a few populations down there, and we're just not sure about them because we couldn't even get to them. There were so much downed trees. You know, like a forest like this is completely leveled.
Climate change means those storms are a larger and more frequent threat. But Bauman Cutway says here in Georgia, the threats are more manageable.
The biggest threat to their survival really is the invasive plants.
Hence this weeding party, organized by Jennifer Seska of the Georgia Plant Conservation Alliance. Seska says the top invasive today is a carpet of English ivy.
English ivy is, right, it's a misplaced plant.
It escaped from homes at the edge of these woods, but Seska says once the English ivy's pulled,
we're going to see plants pop out that have been waiting.
It's landscape curation.
It is curation. That's a great word. We will be managing the lands for forever now.
Just as Seska predicted, over on the just-weeded bank of a wet-weather creek, a fringed campion has popped out.
Yeah, underneath the English ivy. That one was on top of the stump.
It's a tiny patch of green hugging the newly exposed red clay. A cutting of this plant will join the others in Heather Bauman Cutway's grow house at Mercer University for safekeeping. And later, on another day, more volunteers will pick up curating other patches of woods for the almost 100 known rare or endangered plants in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Legislative Democrats urged Governor Brian Kemp yesterday to accept federal funding for a program that provides low-income children with free meals during the summer when school is out. Georgia is one of a dozen states that did not participate in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's summer EBT program this year, and it isn't planning to participate next year. Tomorrow is the deadline to commit to the program. A Kemp spokesperson says the federal program's administrative costs are too high. Savannah's Arts, News, and Entertainment weekly newspaper, Connect Savannah, is ending its print and online publications. For nearly three decades, the paper served as an alternative news outlet to the city's daily paper and other media, with a heavy focus on Savannah's music, theater, and arts creators. In a statement to readers published today, Connect said, changing reader habits and an evolving marketing landscape have made it unable to secure the financial support to continue. In sports, Travis d'Arnaud homered early and hit an RBI single in the 10th inning that sent the Atlanta Braves past the San Francisco Giants 4-3 last night. Ramon Laureano also went deep, and Austin Riley singled twice to lead Atlanta to its second consecutive win over San Francisco in extra innings. The Braves increased their lead to 2 games over the New York Mets for the final National League wild card. The two teams face off again tonight in San Francisco for the 3rd of a 4-game series. And that's all we've got for this edition of Georgia Today. We do appreciate you tuning in, and we appreciate your feedback as well. If you've got something to say about this podcast or maybe something you'd want included in it, send us a note by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. We've got more details on the stories you heard today at the website gpb.org/news. It's also where you can find a photo of the fringed campion mentioned in Grant Blankenship's story. And remember, the best way to stay on top of the news in Georgia is to subscribe to this podcast. When you do, we will pop up in your feed every weekday afternoon. We aim to post every weekday at 4:30 or so. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.